Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Track with Boratia International. Your host for Inside Track is Mr. George Najjar, founder and CEO of Boratia International. His co-hosts are the Boratia Customer Referral Program, top producer, and the top performer from the Distributor Referral Program for the most recent month. George hosts the current top producer and top performer on his show to share insights on building their Boratia business in the marketplace now. This show is designed to share with you the experiences, tips, and techniques that are proven effective today for building Boratia businesses just like yours. Tune in to each monthly episode to learn how you can grow your business. Learn from distributors who are experiencing success and are eager to share details of what works. Hear directly from Boratia's top producers and performers, and share the episodes with your organization to help them grow their businesses too. Each episode features the latest top distributors. We'd love for one of those distributors to be you. Become top customer or distributor referrer in the U.S. in any calendar month, and you, too, could be on the show and share the platform with founder and CEO, Mr. George Najjar. We look forward to you being the co-host and sharing your success stories in a future episode. And now, welcome to the Inside Track with George Najjar.
Welcome to Inside Track. This is George Najjar, founder, CEO, and president of Boratia International, a home where we all drink coffee, delicious coffee. In fact, I'm having one right now. This is my third cup, and I promise to behave. You know, I know Dr. Mishrafi here in-house keeps telling me I shouldn't drink too much coffee. I said, but Doc, I've been drinking too much coffee all my life since the day I was born, and he started laughing. I love this coffee. Sometimes I entertain myself and humor myself, not believing, actually, that I'm in the coffee business. I did not think 7.5 years ago when this company was founded that we would market coffee, let alone a delicious cup of coffee that actually burns fat. That's crazy. Just think about that. I know you're probably listening going, coffee that tastes good and burns fat. Where can I get my hands on some? That's totally the reaction that I get whenever I go anywhere and I talk about my coffee proudly and people say, really, does this really work? Tasting this good, where can I get my hand on? So welcome to Boratia. I'm just going to tell a little story before I introduce our guests today. You know, about 31 years ago, I immigrated to the United States, and I had a big dream. I came here because I had a big dream. I wanted to change the world. I didn't know how I was going to do that. I didn't know when I was going to do that, but my goal was to make the earth a better place. You know, and that's a big goal for a little guy who didn't speak English and had no money. Yeah, people started laughing at me. I went to school, became an engineer, and I knew being an engineer, no way I will change the world. At least, this guy here. So that's where I got introduced to an opportunity. I got introduced to network marketing, to direct selling. And I was told this. I was told that if I go to work and stay at work and I can reach my goals, and I can make a lot of money. And truly, I fell in love with the philosophy and concept of network marketing. I saw that somebody took the ceiling off over my head. There is absolutely no limit to what I can or cannot accomplish. If it is to be, it's up to me. But here's also what I learned more, that it's not just about me. I learned that in the space of direct selling and network marketing, I learned this amazing, amazing secret that no other industry offers. I learned that if I actually now take myself out of the equation and help others reach their goals and get what they want, I built fortune, and that's hence I can change the world. So that's why this company was founded 8 years ago on that basis. How can we together manifest excellence and set life free and find a way for people to get better every single day so that they can live their dream? We all have dreams. I personally believe that if people don't have dreams, they shouldn't be alive. No, that's a joke. I should not have said that on the radio show. But think about that. We got to have dreams. And I'm so excited that we help a lot of people here in the United States and now Philippines reach their goals and live their dreams. So we have two amazing champions here with us on the phone. What we do, and here's the story with the inside track. Every single month, the top customer producer and the top distributor producer, they are our co-hosts on the radio show, and they receive a lot of recognition, awards, and incentives. Number one, you receive $500 bonus. Number two, you get recognized at the next regional or national company events. And the number three, the most exciting part, you get to talk. You get to talk to George and Kate and the whole country and the Philippines now. They get to listen to your story. They want to know how you just think about the power of that. Not only do you get rewarded, but you get to share your story with others so that your story may change somebody's life today. Think about the power of that. Don't think about yourself. You know, you can say just a couple little things of how you got that extra customer, of the things that you did last month that got you to where you are today, and somebody's going to listen to you and say, if they did it, so can I. That's absolutely phenomenal. That's what I love about this industry. You actually benefit and make more money and build fortune by helping a lot of other people reach their goals. Today, before we introduce our co-hosts, I really have a treat for our co-hosts in America and Philippines. I have a gentleman who flew this morning. I picked him up from the airport, from Las Vegas to Northern California to visit Croatia. And he is a seasoned network marketing expert. He is a leader in the field in building a business. He's done it before exceptionally successfully. And we are so honored that he decided to join our company and be one of the top pioneer leaders who will take Boresha to the stratosphere. And he's so excited, like a little kid in a candy store. And I said, Dal, why are you so excited? And he told Kate and I. So then I figured, you know what, why don't I bring him on the radio show and embarrass him a little bit. So we're going to embarrass you, Val Tiemco. So let's welcome here Mr. Val Tiemco from Las Vegas. Val, welcome to the radio show and welcome to Inside Track. Here's what I'd like to know. I'd like you to share with our audience what you shared with Kate and I earlier. You're here. You flew out here. You're sitting in my office right now. You're drinking this delicious coffee. I haven't seen you without a cup of coffee, by the way. And you're so darn excited. And then you made some comments to me that were absolutely powerful. Why don't you share with us, what do you see here? Where do you envision this company to go? And why did you decide to become part of it right now? And you're so excited.
Well, first of all, thank you, George. First of all, I cannot imagine what people will think of. I'm sure they'll feel the same way I did when I walked into this office, if they were here today. I've seen so many things here today that in my lifetime as a network marketer have not seen before in other companies. First of all, George Najjar, having a founder and CEO like George, who not only cares about the success of his company, but particularly cares about the success of his distributors and their families, is very amazing. Because I am a believer of having people's dreams come true, and I see that in George, and I see that in him. Sincerely, he's not just saying it, he means it, and you can see it and feel it in his vibrations and in his actuations. So that's number one to me. That's very important. Second, the team that George has put together, folks, is incredible. I mean, he put together a group of people who, like him, care about people. They are concerned about building the company. They're concerned about taking the company to, as George says, to the stratosphere. But they truly care about the people, and I felt that with them when I walked into this office today. As soon as I met these people, Katie and Marlin and all the other staff, especially Dr. Mosseri, I was so impressed at what we have here in the company. I mean, this is a brand new opportunity to me, and I feel like I found my wonderful home. And I said to George and to Katie today that this will be my last home, this will be my last opportunity, and I will take this to wherever I can take this the best I can. Third, the company has products, folks, that are incredible. I mean, when I took my first sip of coffee, I sweat immediately. So I knew that this product works. And whatever they said in the labels of the company, it really works, folks. I mean, I've been sweating since I walked into the office when I took my first sip of my coffee. And I will continue to take this those of you out there who are looking for a product that is real and does not have any other thing that comes with it that hurts your body, take this product. You can take this product day and night, even in your sleep. You will burn your fat. Folks, I promise you, I've been sweating since this morning when I came in. And finally, Borrelia has a comp plan that is second to none. When I heard what George and Kate shared to me about the comp plan, folks, I've seen so many comp plans. This may sound like a cliche to you, but if you are a networker listening to me right now, you need to hear this comp plan. This is real, and it is so generous, it's unreal, folks. That's why, as I was talking to George and Kate, I said, in the next 90 days, I will do the best I can and give it the best shot I could. I am 15 years older than I was, but I think I can give it the best energy I could give and take it to where my wife and I could take this, because this is something, this is unreal, folks. Right now, this is a comp plan that if you see this, you will not believe your eyes and you will not believe your ears when you hear this, because this is something that they put together, and it's so generous. You would love to build your business from the ground up, and you know you'll get paid generously. And finally, these people just love people sincerely, folks. I mean, when you meet them in person, you can tell when they speak even on the phone, but when you meet them in person, they are genuine. They tell it like it is, and you will get what you see. If you meet them, you exactly see what you're looking for, because they care, they love, and you don't see dollar signs on their forehead. You will see desire, hunger, and passion in their hearts. They sincerely want the distributors and their families to make it and get to where they want to be. And this is the company I want to be with. I will walk out of this office today and go back to Las Vegas and announce to my wife, as the Bible says, I will shout it from the rooftops, and I will tell everybody that I found a company that not only cares about their business, but cares sincerely about the success of their family.
Wow.
I'm grateful that I'm here today.
I've got to give them a round of applause. Oh, that was nice. Folks, he's not reading a script. That sounded too good. So I have two questions for you. Number one, how excited are you about the Philippines and being the first international expansion? How important is that from timing standpoint, timing?
Number one, being a Filipino, I'm always excited. And if you get to the Philippines, I've been there two or three times myself and have represented two different companies when I went to the Philippines. Well, the Borrelia opportunity, folks, is something that can do two things for the Filipino people. Number one, it will truly give them a legitimate opportunity. They can build something that they know will be there for a long haul for them. Why? Because we have products that fully work. Number two, we have products that is owned by Borrelia and Borrelia alone. Number three, these are all patented products and they're all approved in the Philippines already. It blew me away to learn that we just opened 2 weeks ago and all of the products are already approved by our BFAT. Do you know that our BFAT in the Philippines is stricter than the FDA of the United States?
Uh-huh.
If you got your products approved in the Philippines, you really have done a great job. And number three, folks, we've only opened the Philippines for 2 weeks, and all the products are already in the Philippines as we speak right now. We have an office. We're fully licensed. I cannot wait to fly out to the Philippines anytime soon and build it first for my families there and everybody that we know. This is a legitimate opportunity for the Filipino people. It is, George.
Nice. Well, thank you. Welcome aboard. We're excited you're here. Kate, stick with us here a little bit, and as you listen to these two pre-champion we have on the Inside Track Radio Show with us. And you know what's so awesome and not surprising, Val? These three ladies you're going to hear from and about, they've been on the radio show before. They've been champions before in the last few months.
Wow.
It's very exciting. What I love about all of them is it's one thing to reach a milestone. It's another to keep on going. And so congratulations, bravo, Kate. I have Kate Donovan, our Executive Vice President of Sales. You know, these three ladies are her babies. You heard them? She hurts me like a cat. I mean, trust me, she adores these ladies. She speaks of them all the time. They're her babies. So, Kate, take it over.
I can't tell you how excited and proud I am that these guests are on the call with us today. As George has indicated, I've had an opportunity to get to know them each individually, and They have truly become part of Operation Family, and I just adore them. And I'm so proud of all of you. I would like to start with Sandy and Lisa Wagner from South Dakota. I got the good fortune of meeting them at our first regionals when I was newly here as an executive, and I fell in love with both of them. They were just amazing. We spent some time at the women's conference and at the regional. And you guys have really taken your business to the next level in reinventing ways that most people that get involved in a direct selling company don't even think of. And I love the fact that you are constantly thinking outside of the box. And kudos to you for bringing in the most customers in this last month. And what I'd like to do is spend a few minutes with you talking about a little bit about what your strategy was, what you did differently, and how you were able to achieve such significant results in a 30-day period. So I'm not sure who's going to talk first, but I'm going to throw out a couple questions, and I'd love you guys to jump in and let everybody know exactly what you did. One of the big objectives of this radio show is so that other distributors that are listening can get ideas and strategies from people that have gone out and done things that have proven to be a good methodology for them to move their business forward. So, you know, I'm sure that everybody is all ears to hear what you guys did from a customer's perspective. So the first thing that I wanted to ask you about is, did you do anything differently this month than you did last month in order to have such amazing results? So who's going to talk first? Is it going to be Lisa or Sandy?
I guess it'll be me, Kate. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. So tell me a little bit about what you did differently. I know that you guys had, again, tremendous results this month. Was it something specific that you did that caused you to have great success, or did you continue to do the same thing? Just expand on that a little bit.
Well, one of those things that we keep on doing, and I think in this business you have to continue to do, is to get the product to the customer and let them try it. Because a lot of people, they think, oh, it's healthy. It must taste bad. And so when we get the coffee or the tea and the fit, and they actually get a chance to sample it, and they're like, oh, that tastes really good. And starting out with that, it's like, yes, it's good and it's healthy. And the focus on the health benefits of the products and what they do for people and what they have done for us and for other people, not only in the weight management portion, because myself, I've lost 30 pounds and been able to keep that weight off and went from a size 18 to a size 6. And sharing that with customers, and that this is also diabetic-friendly products. So if they have health concerns, that's one big part to share with them. And just the more people we can share this with and encourage them and to be there with their, to answer their questions. All the things, Mom, I think that is what this month we probably did more than last month. We had a lot of little vendor shows that we were able to go to in different areas, and the product hadn't been out there for people to try. They hadn't been familiar with it. So I know Joe Giuliano, he always says, if you can get that coffee over their lips and let the product speak for itself and with your product of the product, just to show what we look like. I mean, my picture at this point, they're like, that's you, really? And just how much healthier we feel, how much more energy we have. It's just made the world a difference to us, and we pass that on as hope, real hope to the people that we come across, that there's hope, that they don't have to be physically limited anymore, that they can achieve their goals physically, and they can achieve their freedom. And just by simply changing the products that they drink instead of their coffee and their tea that they drink now. And mine was pop. Throw away that canned sugar or fake sugar, and the product just scientifically works. And
that's awesome. So I'd like the audience to understand the demographics of where you are and a little bit about the town that you live in so that they can understand how extraordinary your results have been. So, Sandy, can you share a little bit about your town and the population and how you guys have been able to expand your business based on where you are?
Well, we live in a small town, and I mean small as in there are only 7 people that live in this town, and along with that, there is about that many dogs.
Hey, that's a lot smaller than Lebanon.
I asked you that question on purpose because I really wanted the audience to understand the magnitude about what you two did based on us being in North America and also in the Philippines. So give me some concept of, you obviously went outside of your comfort zone and outside of your geographic region. So how are you able to build a customer base going outside of the population of where you actually reside?
Well, thanks to Facebook, we found vendor shows that were in areas we had never been in before. And they just happened to fall in the month of April, and we went to 3 major places we hadn't been to before, and that was where we got the customers and got people interested.
When you went to these shows, did you sample them at the shows? Did you sell products at the shows? Did you have a specific strategy as to what you were doing?
Right, we did. We knew that we had an area where they had never heard of Berisha before, and we needed to be able to sample them, and so we had all the products there. And if they showed more interest, we gave them an extra sample of the things that they were most interested in. And we got, at one show, we actually got 5 customers, and they were actually, part of them were other vendors that were willing and excited about if they could do what we had been able to do, they were willing to try it. So, and we just share. I mean, we care about people to the point that we don't want to see them not happy. And that we want them to be healthy. You know, the terrible things that we drink that aren't healthy, and we have 3 products that are so awesome to drink.
Let me ask you this. How important for somebody that really wants to build a customer base, and I really admire that you are doing that because, you know, to have satisfied customers and having that residual income coming in on a monthly basis based on their auto ships, you know, is a real testimonial to our product. How important is it for you for the distributors that are listening to have inventory on hand so that you can go out and you can be sampling on a monthly basis?
Very important for us. In our belief, how Lisa and I believe is that if they can literally get it in their hands and take it home and sample it at their home, in their convenience, is where we have gotten these customers this last month, is because they got to take the product with them.
So their order is there with them. So at the vendor show, we're handing them the box of coffee, we're handing them the tea, we're handing it to them, here you go. Take it home with you, you know, and here's all the information. We'll follow up with them. You know, it's very, very close for us to stay very in tune to our customers and be there for them.
So I'm glad that you talked about the follow-up. Talk a little bit about how significant that follow-up is and what the timing is of it for you when you actually sample something. Do you have a specific time that you wait? Explain a little bit about how that works for you.
Yeah, once they take the product home with them, within 3 to 5 days, we touch base with them to see if they had any further questions. We have been sending them the first 5 chapters of the 7-to-7 program in the email and asking them to go ahead and go online and actually sign up for that themselves. But to get that information to them, so when they have questions, the information is there for them to access. And if they have questions on how to use it, when we're calling that in 3 to 5 days, we're there for them. And then follow up again before their next monthly auto ship is scheduled to come out to see if they have any other questions or maybe one of the products that they hadn't tried to explain to them the other benefits with that product along with the other, you know, a lot of them are doing the coffee and the tea, and then we're putting, you know, encouraging them with the Fit product also on top of it because, as Ms. Shreffy explained in our last science call, how beneficial that product is on healing our cells and our well-being and restoring us.
Exactly, exactly. So let me ask you this. You mentioned the 7-to-7 program. You're recommending that your customers learn more about that. Tell me how that's working for you guys.
Well, I want to keep it so it's not real complicated at the beginning because at first it wasn't to us, but I want them to be aware of, like, drinking plenty of water, that is so beneficial in weight management and in just every general health. So that's one of the steps. Trying to eat those 7 small meals or snacks in between the 3 larger meals is very important. And balance, not a whole bunch, but just a balanced variety of the food. Just like the pyramid that we were taught when we were growing up. And to incorporate that catalyst of the products before those 3 major meals. And then try not to eat after 7 o'clock at night, which is very important. Especially for me, I don't have a lot of physical activity in the evening, so I'm not going to get a chance to burn off that food that we're consuming, and that's how it ends up turning to fat. And it's just a lot about education, learning about the product and educating the customers as to how it works and how it's worked for me. So they're learning more and more as we're going along.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this: if there's a brand new distributor that's on the phone today, and they really resonate with building a referral, you know, a customer auto ship business where they have, you know, customers that are going to be ordering the product every day, what 3 pieces of advice would you give to that brand new person that wants to build a customer base that can make a real difference for them in whether or not they have, you know, experience some immediate success? What would you recommend that they do? What are the 3 things that you would have them do?
Find out what goals that customer has, what they're looking for in the product. Are they looking for it for weight management? Are they looking for it because they're diabetic? Are they looking for it to balance their lipids? What their goal is, and then help them by providing that information and that support would be the second thing. I don't know, Mom.
The whole thing is to make them understand how these products really work, because a lot of them really don't know what all the beneficial things are in our products. They really can't imagine that there's something out there that actually can do all the things to make our health. And, you know, we didn't, when we started, we've learned a whole lot as we've gone on, you know. And if we won't have been in till a year at the end of this month. We will only have been in Barisha for a year. So, you know, it's been a learning process for us, too. And so we share that. And they need to know those things.
Which is very, very beneficial, for sure. I've been monopolizing your time. I know that George probably wants to ask you a couple of things before we actually talk to Madupe. So I'm gonna selfishly turn it back over to George to see if there's anything that he'd like to ask you or comment on.
Well, I actually want to congratulate both of you for what you've accomplished in a very reasonable short period of time, month in and month out, okay? There's a lot to celebrate there. So proud of you. Along the way, not only did you create financial success story, we heard your physical success story, but also you won a lot of recognition and awards. One of them, you won a trip incentive for both of you to Bahamas. I know my wife Vera is so excited. Every year for the last 5 years, we've been going on all over the beaches of the world. And we've never been to the Bahamas, my wife and I, and we're so excited about that. How excited are you both about that trip?
Well, it's on my birthday, George.
Oh, I know that. I just wanted you to say it. It's going to be a heck of a birthday for sure.
And we went down and got our passports, so they should be here in plenty of time.
Oh, smart. I love that. Well, listen, these events are fun, and Kate is going to be there. We're all going to be there. I know Madupe, another champion we have on the radio show today, is going to be there. I can't wait to hear her, you know, reaction on that too. So, but here's what I want to hear from you, and hence, if you can give our audience and all of us an advice and an opinion, and, you know, building a business is fun, and it's exciting, but it's also painful from time to time. Because we go through distractions, and it's easy to deviate from income-producing activities that lead to the right results and get distracted by variables, moving parts, conditions, obstacles, gossips, dramas, a lot of things in building a business. But apparently, all these issues and stuff never affected the two of you in building your business, and that's why month in and month out, you're champions. Why don't you? Which means you, the two of you, have one of the best, finest mindsets I have ever heard of. I want to hear about your mindset.
Well, George, we're stubborn.
we're stubborn. Okay, I like that. I'm stubborn too.
I know. I think, Sandy, I would characterize it as very tenacious. Both of you have very tenacious personalities. But you know, George makes a very, 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 very good point. And truly, I know that your success has not come with ups and downs. And it would be helpful for the audience to hear about some of the hurdles that you guys actually did have to overcome in order for you to have such great success. So, Do you remember any of the hurdles that you might have gone through that our audience that's listening today could benefit from?
Yes, we sure do. And one of the first ones is right after we got in, they did the rollout of all the new products. So we had the original ones, and then they rolled out all the new ones. So you had to learn about
all new products.
Yeah. We had to, all of our stuff that was in our kit that we got was all the other tea and the other, and just all the other products. So basically what we had to do is to get all the correct products and of the new line and to learn more about them and to start sharing them. So that was the number one big hurdle that we really had to come across. And know that when George told me that to have faith that he would handle the big stuff in this company and all we had to do is keep on sharing this product and using it and everything was going to be okay, I had faith in him and I had faith in the man upstairs that was correct. And as long as we kept on doing it, that it was all going to work out okay.
Okay, so the first thing I learned is you're stubborn. The second thing I've learned is you have strong faith. I can't wait to learn more about your mindset. Keep talking. That's so awesome.
My mindset is that I lead to journey. She uses the description that she quit looking for people that wanted to lose weight and started looking for hungry people. And I started to apply that. Meaning that I am one of those hungry people, that I am hungry for change in my life. And that why talk about in multi-level and direct sales, that I keep that in the forefront of my mind, that I want to change my view of where I live and where I spend my daily life. I don't know if you know, George, my daughter, my oldest, she just got done spending a little over a month in Panama, and she spent a little more over a month in Costa Rica, and now she's in Nicaragua, and she'll be headed home on the 19th, and she sent me a picture of her view, and it was she woke up on the beach in a tent with the waves coming in, so, you know, that was her ocean view on her adventure, and she has actually encouraged me to keep on pursuing that mindset that I can have some control over my destiny, and I want to change my view. I don't want to be in this little bar and restaurant in this little town in Meadow. I want to live on the coast somewhere, not just on vacation. So, and I know if I keep on doing what we've been doing diligently for a period of time, that we're going to build a business that my mom and I will not have to worry about where the next $100 is going to come from or the next $1,000 is going to come from to take care of our bills, that it will be there in the bank every week because you pay it every week, George. And,
Wow.
I think it's perfect.
Congratulations on being you, ladies. That's all I got to tell you. We're honored and humbled that you're part of our team and family. And we thank you. We congratulate you. Sandy, you made a statement to me once that put tears in my eyes and probably put you on the spot before, and I'd like to put you on the spot one more time, Sandy. You know, on the stage, you said, Boresha has won your daughter back. You know, I take that very seriously, and this is one of the things I love about this company is a vehicle to provide people ways to get better and gain things in life. And can you talk a little bit about what it means for both your mother and daughter to be doing this together, having fun together, making money together, going to Bahama together? I mean, that's just sensational.
It is. I just can't begin to tell you how good it makes me feel that we can do this and we can share the accomplishments and see that we have the same goal. I probably don't like to go scuba diving and all that kind of stuff, but I'm getting better. But I have my dog back, and she's happy and healthy, and we both have lost weight, and I can get into clothes I could never get into before, and she's got a smile on her face, and everybody says, what are you guys doing? But we're drinking coffee and getting happier, And even if we live here right now, doesn't mean that's where we're going to be forever. So.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to both of you. Congratulations to everybody in South Dakota. Congratulations to the population of 7 people in your town and having you in that town. I thought Lebanon was too small. You know, I was born and raised in Lebanon. The whole country has 3 million people who live in it. My hometown had 300 people who live in it, and I thought that was very little. So, you know, when I listen to both of you, I get encouraged, I get motivated, I get inspired, because that's what you do. And we're so honored to have you as champions. We never had enough of neither one of both of you every single time. So, bravo. I'm sure your next goal is to hit a director position pretty quickly so that we can fly both of you to the home office. Yeah?
Yes. That's what we're trying for, George. We're going to get there.
I know you will. Let's get there this month. So congratulations. And folks, again, help me congratulate Lisa and Sandy from South Dakota. And let's now celebrate and welcome and congratulate our second champion of the month last month, who was the distributor of the month in the month of April. And that's not, again, her first month. That's her second month, I believe, back-to-back. Is it back-to-back? Or maybe she won the month before, I'm not sure. But America heard from Madupe before, from New Jersey. You know, this is what I love about this business. You know, I didn't know who Madupe was. I didn't know who Lisa and Sandy were.
You know, and it's, this business is not about the people you know. It's about the people they know. And this is what I love about our events. You know, we went to the event in Orlando, Florida. I had spoken to Madupe before. It was the first time we meet in person, and it's like I found my sister. She's absolutely a person of heart and character like Lisa and Sandy, and somebody that I'm proud to say I know, and she's a friend because she cares. And she's got ethics, she's got values, she's got integrity and high morals, and she has big dream like all of us, and she is doing something about it. And she's taking action, and she won and became a champion. So, Madupe, welcome to the show, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's just so nice hearing your voice.
Well, thank you. Nice to hear your voice, too. So how proud of Sandy and Lisa are you, and how excited were you when you heard our guest here, my guest, Val Tiempo, talk about, you know, him being here, meeting the people, meeting Dr. Mitchell, meeting customer service personnel, you know, seeing things. A lot of people, you know, operate by sight, even though our guests here operate by faith more than anybody I know. You know, when you hear all that stuff, how excited do you get?
Oh my goodness! Like, I first of all, I am very grateful for the opportunity to be here. But then also, whenever I see Lisa and Sandy Wagner, like, they just light up a fire in me, because I'm like, you know, I wish it was my mom and me, you know, like it's just amazing to see such an amazing set of people doing things that reach out to people and change other people's lives because of, you know, this amazing company. So, and I think it's, we are an overflow of, you know, the home office. We're an overflow of the love we get from you guys. And I think that's what they pour out to their customers. So.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, Madupe. So let's talk about you a little bit.
Put her on the spot.
Okay. You've got, you know I'm going to do that, Madupe, because I love you. You know that you know what's coming if you talk to me.
I love you, too. Bring it on.
You sound like me. Bring it on. I love it. So here's what I want to talk about. You are an extraordinary woman, young mom. You've got two children under the age of two. You took a semester off from getting your graduate degree in college. Once you learned about Gracia, so that you could concentrate and see if this was something that would resonate with you, and you would be able to build a business. Your husband is a preacher, so you are a very, very connected family. Tell me what was it for you that put you in the mental shift, if you will, to go from, well, this is a nice opportunity, I want to see, you know, what I can do with it, to going full bore and saying, I want to see if I can do this and make Gracia a big part of my life. What was that shift that you went through, and what are the steps that you took in order to get from where you were to where you are now?
I think the first one was I had known about network marketing, but I didn't really know everything about network marketing, so I started educating myself. I was just hungry and looking for people who could help me, and material that could, you know, let me understand exactly, because I'd heard it's a scam, it's a pyramid scheme and all that rubbish, and I was like, all right, what exactly is this? I mean, there are people who are making honest money from it, then, you know, why not? And I researched some people online. I found Eric Worre. He's a network marketing guy, and I learned from him about network marketing itself. And then I was like, okay, so if network marketing is this good, then this company has a product that is very functional, something that anybody and almost everybody drinks, then it just makes sense. I mean, it's a genius idea. So an honest business plan compiled with a product that just resonates with the young, the old. I mean, it was just mind-blowing for me, and I was like, all right, this is it. Let's go to work.
So when you talk about you went to work, and I'm glad that you did your due diligence, because I think you're right. I think that this is a very misunderstood industry for a lot of different reasons, and kudos to you that you did your due diligence to find out that not only was it a legitimate business, but it's a $170 billion a year worldwide industry.
Exactly.
So tell me what you did. I know that we've spent a lot of time talking over the last couple of months. What did you do specifically in this last month that was different that allowed you to go into such a recruiting mode that you did so incredibly well? What did you do this month that was different than the other month?
Well, somebody is shouting. But I had Kate Donovan, who was just speaking to me. She put fire on my butt. I'm sorry I said that on air, but she literally like took my by the hand and just, you know, trained me, and that gave me a new perspective of, you know, doing the business part of it. I think I had the heart of it, but then I think that gave me a mindset to say, okay, this is a business. You need to show up every day and go to work. And after that, I just every morning woke up because I knew that I had to report to, you know, my boss, quote unquote. But then I'm like, okay, I'm still the boss of me, but still, you know, I had to report to myself. Did you do a good job today? Did you follow up on people you needed to follow up on? Did you, did you contact people? Did you show up? And I think that just changed my mindset to say, okay, you know what? People believe in you, and then this opportunity is for other people to change their lives too. So putting that together with the coaching I was getting, I took off, basically.
That's really, you know, and I appreciate, you know, your candor in that, because, we talk about this business, and while it's a very, very simple business, it's not always easy. And probably one of the biggest challenges that we have is the human factor. And the fact that you worked with such intensity, Manupe, especially with everything else that you have going on in your life, is extraordinary. And but you were able to do it. And, you know, still balance the, you know, your whole family life and your other commitments that you have. Tell me a little bit about how much time is spent on a weekly basis in your efforts to have such great success. Were you doing it, you know, a few hours a week? Were you doing it a few hours a day? Let's have the audience understand kind of the time commitment that you put around it in order to have such great success.
I think I structured about 3 to 5 hours a day. And some days it didn't really work well, but for the most, I made sure that Mondays and Fridays were the days I put in all of my effort into working. Just that's because, you know, during the week my husband is away, then the kids are with me. Schedule is crazy. But Mondays I had, I have, you know, solid babysitting, and then Fridays I also did that. So in between those days I would follow up people and maybe schedule about 3 to 4 hours just, you know, calling people or following up on my customers or getting referrals. But Mondays, I made sure I, you know, went to places, went to meetings, or, you know, had meetings with people, physical meetings with people. And Fridays, the same thing. And I think putting about, you know, 3 to 4 hours a day, Mondays I did more like 5 to 6 hours. Just to, you know, catch up for the rest of the days that I couldn't do as much.
So you and I have had this conversation many times, and I think that you really understand it now. Can you talk a little bit about understanding and the power of being productive versus being active?
Yeah. Kate has really taught me that, you know, productivity is when you go out there and you're doing income-producing activities. So you're signing up distributors, you're, you know, enrolling customers, you're sampling people. Those are things that you can do, you know, constantly that would bring production. And, you know, just staying active is when you're, you know, servicing your clients or your customers, making sure they're fine, or, you know, scheduling something. So, I think, you know, doing more of the income-producing activity actually over a period of time constantly with resilience would bring the income coming.
Which is awesome, and you did an extraordinary part of that this month, and as you have done over the last few months. So let's talk about some of the challenges and the hurdles that you had to overcome with either a customer or somebody that you were talking to about the business. How did you handle that this month? And I know that we have to hear a lot of no's before we hear yeses, and I'm sure that you went through something that wasn't any different. So how did you handle those challenges with Adobe?
I learned from, I think after learning from people who I really admire, I think the mindset of no doesn't mean never, it just means not yet, and shifting my mindset to say, okay, they say no, it's just not now, it just means come back another time. And learning from Joe also that people's situations change within, 90-day period of time. I actually had one of my newest business partners just reach out to me and say, hey, you know what, I just lost my job. I want to be part of your organization. And I saw that really come to life. And I had actually reached out to him, or his wife, way back. And she just said, no, not now. But that really brought to light that concept that no never means never. It just means not now, or it just means come back again, And the concept of following up with people, it just sometimes people are so busy with their lives. I mean, some people work like crazy. And then this opportunity might just be presented at the right time where they're like, I'm sick and tired of being a slave to, the regular job. I want my freedom. I want my life back. And so just that, following up with people and keeping in touch with people, looking for creative ways to keep in touch with people, I think that, helped my mindset. Instead of going out with all the mindset of, well, I need to recruit them now, but, going with the mindset of, even though they say no, that's fine, be creative, keep in touch, and then, one day the door would open.
So let me ask you this. How important was it for you to orchestrate your business in the way you delivered your message with a position of strength versus weakness?
Say that again.
So I can sense that you went through a real mental shift where, before you're doing your business very differently now and you're coming from a position of strength versus weakness. So how did that work for you in this past month? You and I have had a couple of conversations, and some people actually approached you, I believe, and said, "What are you doing differently? Why do you appear so different?" Can you talk a little bit about that?
People can sense intimidation or fear or weakness, and people want to be led. Honestly, they want a leader who would lead them right. So even if it's just leading them to the right product compared to, all the advertisements and, being poured into people's faces, even if it's just guiding them, into the right thing, what to do, I think people respect that and they look for that. So I noticed that, just coming from that place of strength, knowing exactly what you have, the value of what you have, would help that flame of strength, keep burning. And also staying productive, keeps your fire going. Once your activity level drops, honestly, you can have all sorts of thoughts, flooding into your mind. But once you stay in the place of activity and productivity, there's just something about you that is contagious. And I think strength is contagious. Knowing the value of what you have and knowing the power of the products you have or the company you work with, I think that sends a strong message that you're a leader that would want to, they would either want to be customers or they would either want to be distributors. I had one of my new team members tell me, you know what, I think you're a leader I would like to follow. And I was like, oh, wait, me? But I I think that mindset of just when I was in that zone, I was there, and I was like, oh, my goodness. She caught the fire, and she signed up like that, yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. We're winding down here, so I want to ask you, Madhupe, what would be the single piece of advice that you would give somebody that is on the phone today that's brand new as a distributor with Voracia? What would be the single most important bit of advice that you would want to give them as they start their Voracia journey?
I would say take, you know, steps every day towards your business. It's a business, so treat it like a business. And if people don't become doctors in a day, people don't become surgeons in a day or architects or whatever. So do the training. Learn the basics of what you have in your hands, and then every day take one step. Even if it's the tiniest step, do something towards growing your business, because that will keep you active. It will keep your mind, you know, continuously focused on your goals. And there's just something about having a real tangible goal, like what is your goal? What do you want to achieve? I know for me, last month, I wanted to achieve 5 distributors and at least 5 customers. And that goal, I wrote it down boldly on my fridge, on a post-it. And every time I saw it, I was like, I need to go to work. If not, it wouldn't happen. So the power of having a goal that is tangible, achievable, you know, measurable, and just, you know, take a little chip at it every day. Do something towards that goal daily. And one day you'll get there. Even if you don't get there, you get at least closer there. So it's better than nothing.
You are an amazing, extraordinary young woman, Madhupe, and we are proud and honored to have you as part of our Voracia family. You exemplify everything that reeks of integrity and professionalism, and we are just so grateful. Sandy and Lisa, I cannot say enough. You two have been rock stars, and you know, you came to our Voracia family. We're so proud to have you with us, and it's an honor for me to work with both of you every single day in Voracia. And I just can't wait to give all three of you a big hug when we get to the Bahamas. I'll see you before that at our Pennsylvania Regional, so I'll get to do that. But again, you know, thank you so much for your devotion and dedication to Voracia, and to be just role models for everybody that's listening on this call, to know that dreams are a reality, and possibilities can be endless, especially with Voracia. With that, I'm going to turn the call back over to George and say congratulations to both of you.
Well, I tell you what, Madhupe left me speechless. I don't know about you all. Val, what do you think?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, but, you know, I learned a lot of stuff. Madhupe, wow. I mean, you have developed into an amazing leader in a very short period of time. Congratulations. I learned a lot. I learned a lot listening to four of you ladies. But here's one thing cute I learned. You know, being born in the Middle East, Madhupe, you were born in Africa, and Val was born in the Philippines. And, you know, I think, you know, Kate was being born in the U.S., but, you know, in Boston, these people in Boston have accents. And I learned that her accent is worse than all of us combined.
You like that, huh?
No, that was a joke, okay? This is pretty awesome. I'd like, you know, again, congratulations to all. For those of you listening to this for the first time, I encourage you to join our team, take a closer look at it. This makes sense. Everything is real. We're humbled to be where we are. Timing and positioning is everything. So if you've always been looking to be with the right company, at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, providing values that benefit people from all walks of life, things that are simple and highly consumable at all times all over the world, things with great science. If you've been looking for the right timing, and if you have a dream, Voracia is that vehicle. We're pretty excited to have you on board. We're pretty excited about the foundation that we've built. We have everything here for you. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. We've invested well over $10 million, you know, to pave the way for you. So I encourage you to join our company, whether as a customer or as a distributor. You know, our best performers and distributors are happy customers. When they come in and try these products and they understand and realize that they taste great, they created their story, they actually burn fat,
And, you know, and then they become distributors. When they realize the opportunity behind sharing these amazing products, that you can reap great rewards, that you can earn residual income. That's crazy, because we have a program that's called Be Free with Free, which is awesome. If you refer 3 customers to buy these products, your products are free. Isn't that great? Not only are your products free, you're also making money part-time from home, residually. People keep consuming coffee. We keep sending you checks. It's that simple, folks. Think about that. You know, you see people walking into Starbucks and buying coffee. Think about that. How would you like to get paid $20 for every cup of coffee? Anyway, so they're telling me I ran out of time. God bless everybody. Welcome to the Inside Track Show, and looking forward to hosting each and every one of you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.